Chris Morning Update, Friday, May the 19th. Now let's take a look to South America. Brazil's ETF plunged 14% on Wednesday, with the majority of the collapse coming in after hours trading. The cause? The investors-friendly Temer government got hit with a huge scandal. As we predict Temer's government would end badly, here is our lessons learned. The US stock market fell sharply on Wednesday on political intrigue, but leave it to an emerging market to feel the need to one-up the US. While the US stocks fell less than 2%, Brazil managed a full-on collapse. For trading session, the Brazil was just down 3% or so on Wednesday, but an after-hour shocker caused a total breakdown later that evening, with Brazil finishing Wednesday's extended session fully 14% lower than it had closed on Tuesday. Keep in mind, you are looking at a country's ETF. We're not talking about some struggling, highly levered firm like the Petrobras, but rather the whole country. The ETF's top three holdings, including two banks and a beer company, this isn't the most volatile set of assets, and yet the ETF went into freefall. What went wrong? Reuters had the details. The chairman of meatpacking giant JBSLA secretly recorded his discussion with Brazilian President Michel Temer about payments to jailed former House Speaker Eduardo Cunha in return for his silence, newspaper O Globo reported on Wednesday. The paper reported without saying how it obtained the information that JBS chairman Josely Batista and his brother, chief executive Wellesley Batista, presented the recording to prosecutors as part of the plea bargain negotiations. JBS also hired a law firm to discuss a leniency deal with the U.S. Department of Justice, O Globo reported. JBS declined to comment immediately. Temer's representative could not immediately be reached for comment. The Temer government had already been struggling to maintain popular support as the economy, contrary to the rosier assertions generally found in Western media, continues to struggle. Headlines such as this one from March, Brazil's worst ever recession unexpectedly deepens in late 2016, highlight the disconnect between on-the-ground conditions and the optimism of analysts and investors from abroad. It had been suggested that Brazil might finally start growing again in 2017 after more than 2 years of brutal economic contraction. However, growth estimates are again on the slide. Yes, some positive factors such as improving exports and a rapidly falling inflation rate appear to be helping, but ultimately, unemployment remains widespread. The currency is overvalued, limiting competitiveness, and vast social problems remain, as one essay commenter put it last week. Brazilian stocks had exploded higher in 2016 on hopes that Temer would be able to snap Brazil out of this socialist phase. Stocks more than doubled off the lows. Yet the actual economy didn't grow any, and the country's government and fiscal situation remained dismal. Temer managed to come to power without being elected. Instead, he took office in a controversial power maneuver that was widely decried as a coup. Temer hilariously said at the time that there is no coup whatsoever happening here in Brazil. It is not news until it's been officially denied, as the adage goes. Previous President Rousseff was stripped from power for allegations related to the infamous corruption scandal. This just led to one set of corrupt officials being replaced with another. It was widely thought that Temer was involved in just as much, if not more, dirty stuff, though the proof of this is finally available thanks to Wednesday's smoking gun. In an odd sort of way, we seem to have gotten the same effect to a far smaller degree in the United States. The Trump trade has been taking on water for many weeks now. I looked with increasing surprise that the market kept ignoring Trump's increasingly poor approval ratings, inability to get healthcare passed, infighting among his advisors, etc. Then suddenly, on what seems like a relatively minor story Wednesday, it all came to a head and markets tanked on the now relevant Trump risk. My conclusion, it remains difficult to time market sell-offs based on political factors. Yes, politics matter, but it's hard to tell when the market will finally react. And beware of fund flows. In this increasingly ETF-driven world with rising correlations, assets can trade at perplexing levels for long periods of time before getting hit with a sudden dose of reality. Particularly for short sellers, make sure your time horizon is sufficient to wait out whatever development you're planning to profit from. And that's our update on Friday. Stay tuned on our update on the 20th.